running out. You don't even like me anymore. Give me a reason why. Give me a good reason.
From their brand new self-titled album, that is the UK band Amoeba Teen with A Good Reason Why here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And before that, some Martin Briley by request with The Salt in My Tears from 1983. Wonderful request. If you have a suggestion for a request, you got to shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or if you're listening to a non-encore presentation, so not this show, but you're listening to my live show on a Friday night, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Hey, speaking of oldies, well, is 1983, that's an oldie, right? That's almost 40 years old. But if we even go back further for oldies, do you want a show that plays that? Maybe mixes in some new stuff? And then on top of that, layers of film of snark? Do you want to listen to a radio show that sounds like that? I know. You are listening to that radio show. It's Viva La Mock. No, there's one that's even better. It's Radio 9 with Uncle Jay Thurber. Say, okay, Boomer, which is weird because he's actually a Gen Xer, but still, just call him Boomer. And listen to his radio show. Yeah, it's Saturdays here on Independent Freeform Radio. Again, Radio 9. Each and every Saturday from noon until 3 on WRCT. And streaming. Yeah, streaming too. You can find us streaming, wrct.org. Again, my name is Paul. This has been a show called Viva La Mock. Appreciate it when you listen. I'm wrapping things up for this encore presentation. But again, you can always catch a live show Friday nights at 9. Exclusively on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. As always, thanks for listening. recording WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Moxster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Butte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, I'm in love with you, 'cause I got nothing better to do. Just fish for sympathy, for any reason, particularly. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you take me more than I take myself, I'm in love with you,
hard to forget, to the build of my heart with microscopic jets. The second make love 3,000 times a day. Sister, you better get out of my way.
Valentine, I killed my Valentine. Why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green. Tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay at home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr., from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boute, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at me.
just a girl from Maynardville, is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams. Secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything that you want. Do what you will with me. Sharon personator. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissorhands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Lonely you, lonely me, dancing drunk on Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it comforting. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stone. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see you troubling. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. Yes, the grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world a-going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. Really, Bob, you better start loving me.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Mockster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Boutte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you 'cause I got nothing better to do. Got nothing.
forget to the build of my heart with microscopic jets. The second make love 3,000 times a day. So sister, you better get out of my way.
Inside her feeble mind, she is spinning out of time. Like a hunter who's gone blind, my valentine. Beside her velvet nest, she humiliates the best. Couldn't take no more, I guess, of my valentine. Valentine, I killed my
why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green. Tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay at home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So why do I need a job?
His second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr., from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boutte, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking. Thank you.
standing on her bed, she screams, emotion defiantly. Does anyone wanna get high with me? 'Cause no one is watching, so no one is worrying about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams, secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything that you want. Do what you will with me. Sharon personator. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissor hands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. I saw things I hope you never, never, ever have to see. I saw Elvis make out with Jesus in a yellow limousine. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Lonely lonely me, dancing drunk on Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. Build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stone. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see you troubling. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stopped loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world a-going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. Really, Bob, you better start loving me again. You love me, Bob.
Yeah.
You better start.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Let's get to, as we often do on Fridays, some stories that I just sort of ran out of time for during the week. I want to talk about Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis, who represents Wyoming. Senator Cynthia Lummis spoke the other day at the commencement of University of Wyoming. She gave the graduation speech. And during the graduation speech, for some reason, I don't know why, she went in a transphobic direction, injecting into the speech almost like you would bleach for COVID, which is a bad idea. And this was also a bad idea. That people aren't telling the fundamental truth that there are only two sexes, that anything can be challenged. And in fact, what she said was quite postmodern, in the sense that she made the claim that now there's no empirical realities. You can just sort of challenge anything, which is a postmodern idea at its core. So let's look at the clip and then we'll discuss. Now, she criticized that. I want to be clear. She didn't make the postmodern argument. She made the argument that sex has become almost postmodern in that any opinion about what sex is equally valid and whatever. Okay, let's listen.
You woke up this morning with more individual freedom in the most creative, divinely inspired nation on earth.
Oh, and one of the things is that the video is sort of like sped up. So I'm going to turn it down so it's at like normal speed.
The transformations and disruptions I have alluded to are testing those very freedoms. Beyond watch, there are those in government who believe not that the Creator endowed us with inalienable rights, as the founders of our nation acknowledged in the Declaration of Independence, but
so, for, by the way, first of all, suggesting that it sort of should be like the official thing in the United States that everything we have, all the rights we have, came from God. Which, remember, they love to do this. They love to say the creators, the framers of the Constitution, the founding fathers, they believed that rights came from God or in religion or whatever the case may be. Sure, they were deists, but they believed it shouldn't have a role in civil government. They'll skip that part, but let's continue.
That government created those rights, and the government should redefine those rights, including our rights to freedom of speech, religion, property, assembly, and to keep and bear arms. Even fundamental scientific truths, such as the existence of two sexes, male and female, are subject to challenge these days.
And they boo.
You know,
it's not normal for commencement speakers to be booed.
And I challenge those of you, I'm not making a comment on the fact that there are people who transition between sexes.
So just stepping into it further and further. So there's a couple of different things here. First of all, as usual, sex and gender, Lummis is quite confused. At the same time, it is a scientific truth that some people are born intersex. So even though, of course, she's confused between sex and gender, she also states wrongly that it's a fundamental scientific truth that there's male and female. But in fact, I know it's a small percentage of people, but if you want to bring up science, you kind of have to acknowledge that she's also wrong on that. But that